We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchusha, but we're learning Klal Yudalad, the lachas of Dosh and Schita, and we're learning Simon Dalad. So that Simon Dalad spoke about the idea of squeezing lemons, and the Chayyadim suggested the scenario of squeezing lemons onto the sugar, and then taking the sweetened, the lemon, sweetened or lemon-flavored sugar, and mixing it into the punch, and stirring it into the punch. The Chayyadim himself is concerned about that possibility, but we said the Mishnah Berurah says you can be makel. The Mishnah Berurah goes back to the logic of the Shulchan Aruch that he's not convinced that lemon has a din of a mashka, because even when you squeeze lemon out for drinking purposes, it's there really as an ingredient to flavor the water. The main thing is the water, not the lemon. So the lemon really is never possibly and arguably considered a mashka, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says even if you're going to be machmer, like the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel, in general, to not squeeze onto a food, mashka b'ala oichol, but lemons, he does not feel need to be machmer. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah endorses the option of squeezing the lemon onto the sugar and then putting the sugar into the drink. The Chazon Ish, however, disagrees. The Chazon Ish feels that in a case where the goal is to then put the sugar into the drink, then stir the sugar in and dissolve the sugar. Obviously, the whole point over here is for a mashka. So the fact that you, on your way to making the mashka, you put it into the sugar, does not negate the fact that what you're doing is taking this lemon, which starts out as an oichel, and converting it into a mashka. The fact that it goes onto the sugar first, it's just a way station on the process of it becoming a mashka when it gets mixed into the water, etc. So he holds that putting it onto the sugar would not address the concern that we have of schita and would not solve the problem. He feels you cannot rely on this heter of squeezing it onto sugar. So he's end up coming up with the same result as the Chayyadim, or even maybe more machmer. Chayyadim says Sorachian, the Chazon Ish saying it's definitely a problem, but for a totally different reason than the reason that we're saying over here. We're saying over here that maybe the suffix is, does it become a mashka since it goes into an oichel or not? And he's worried about the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Chazon Ish is saying, I'm willing to grant that halakha is not like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Then you squeeze a liquid into a salad, it becomes part of the salad. But that's really primarily when it's there to enhance the flavor of the salad. But if the whole salad itself is just there to then be converted into a liquid afterwards, you can't say that the purpose of the lemon is there to enhance the flavor of the sugar. And let's see, we have a scenario where a person wants to eat the lemon flavored sugar. Fine. So the lemon juice, or whether the one is squeezing out of the lemon, is there to flavor the sugar. That would be honestly true. But in this situation, it's not. So you can't say the purpose of the mashka is to come to be matim and add flavor to the sugar, and therefore he holds that's not mutter. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish does not bring any source for this din. But he says that straight out, without any hesitation. It's clear to him that this is the din. We do find, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, says that the mashka which comes into the oichel, in order to give it flavor to the oichel, so the purpose of the mashka is there to flavor the oichel, and that's when you have this heter. So that would maybe indicate that support this idea that he's saying the mashka, which is not there to give flavor to the oichel, is going to be problematic. The mashka is there to give flavor to the eventual mashka, which is going to be created. Okay, that's the end of a Simon Dalet. We move on to a Simon Hay, and introduces a new concept of a case where the liquid inside of the fruit or vegetable is not the original natural liquid of the fruit or vegetable, but rather it's water that it's absorbed through a cooking process or a pickling process, a soaking process. what's the halachic status of that type of mashka? Let's say it starts out as water, so it was clearly a mashka. What status does it have right now in regards to the halachas of schita, squeezing out that situation? So we'll do that in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.